The University of North Carolina Board of Governors is giving the state chapter of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans $2.5 million. It's to preserve a Confederate monument that once stood at UNC Chapel Hill. Protesters tore down the statue known as Silent Sam in 2018. As Will Michaels reports, outrage has grown among students and faculty who say the university refuses to reckon with its racist past.
The settlement was the first indication that the UNC system's governing body was in talks with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Silent Sam had been in storage for more than a year, and for nearly as long, the Board of Governors had been as silent as the statue about what they planned to do with it.
They specifically released the information of this settlement when students were home for break for Thanksgiving to stifle student response.
Julia Clark is among the UNC Chapel Hill students at this demonstration of about 200 people who oppose the settlement.
Ultimately, this is dehumanizing to students of color, especially black students. The situation is disrespectful. The way the university went about the situation is disrespectful as well.
The UNC system has not explained the details of negotiations with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. A spokesman did not respond to multiple requests for comment, nor did the leader of the Confederate group. The university system insisted it was settling a lawsuit, but court records show the Board of Governors chairman agreed to the deal before a lawsuit existed. Days later, the deal moved quickly through the courts. The Sons of Confederate Veterans filed their lawsuit, the UNC system responded, and a judge approved a settlement, all within 7 minutes. Fitz Brundage is a history professor at UNC Chapel Hill.
Clearly, the significance attached to this monument and the historical events that are associated to it are just not that important to whoever made this settlement.
Brundage has advocated for a resolution that would put the monument in the context of slavery, the Civil War, and the student activism that brought it down. He says it's very unlikely the Sons of Confederate Veterans will see it that way.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans promote a version of 19th century Southern history that glorifies the antebellum South, that glorifies the Confederacy, and glorifies the Ku Klux Klan. Of course, the Sons of Confederate Veterans will always insist that they're not racist, but their messaging is very compatible with white supremacy.
Silent Sam stood here on the campus of UNC for more than 100 years, but today there's not much evidence that it was ever here. The last of this season's fall leaves have covered up the new patch of grass where it once stood, and the settlement means it will not be put back up here, but it might have an equally prominent place somewhere else.
Days after the UNC system announced the settlement, a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans leaked an internal memo to Durham attorney Greg Doucette. In it, the group's leader, Kevin Stone, calls the deal a, quote, strategic victory. He says he intends to use some of the money to build a headquarters for the group, and he says, quote, what we have accomplished is something that I never dreamed we could accomplish in 1,000 years, and all at the expense of the university.
The people united
will never be divided.
Hours after the settlement, UNC Chapel Hill Interim Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz sent a campus-wide email thanking the Board of Governors for resolving the matter of Silent Sam. He declined to comment further.
We're here today mainly to demonstrate that this issue is not resolved.
Again, first-year student Julia Clark.
And it will not be resolved until this university protects students of color adequately and stops the pattern of disrespect that they have constantly shown.
The settlement says the $2.5 million has to come from what it calls non-state funds. That is not technically taxpayer money, but it is university funding that could otherwise be used to support students. Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.